The city released a report on Tuesday summarizing the work of an advisory group created to inform possible future uses of the South Philadelphia refinery site. The 1,300-acre site, owned by Philadelphia Energy Solutions, is in bankruptcy proceedings and for sale in the wake of the catastrophic explosion and fire in June. WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo reports the city does not recommend any specific use for the site.
The city says it can use its influence to encourage safer and cleaner uses at the South Philadelphia refinery site, but that it can't determine exactly what happens there. Brian Abernathy is the city's managing director and co-author of the report.
As far as the future of the site, I think we were, I opened every public meeting the same way, which was, we don't own the site, it's a private site, it's in bankruptcy proceedings, and that the bankruptcy judge will ultimately make final determinations.
Environmentalists are happy to see stronger regulations for pollution control recommended, but say the report waters down the powers of the city. David Mazur directs Penn Environment.
The city sort of said they want a clean facility, but their hands are tied, and that's just not true.
Labor leaders say they welcome the inclusion of cleaner energy facilities and safety regulations. Ryan O'Callaghan represents former refinery union members.
Those of us who work in the refinery, we want to be safe. So any other safety or environmental safety precautions that can be taken, we're all for.
The refinery advisory group held 6 public meetings during this summer. It was composed of over 20 members representing community, academia, business, and labor. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.